One thing I'll just say in terms of a potential threat that literally no one discusses. I feel like I think I am the only person in our community that comes back over and over to this, is the sheer vast quantity of sightings that happen around the world every single week.
Right.
Now, it's very difficult for us to get an estimate on that. We don't have good statistics on this at all. We have good statistics. Well, we have statistics for North America through MUFON and through the National UFO Reporting Center. Other regions of the world do have some ability to take raw reports from the public, but it's not particularly effective in my view. Certainly there's no question in my mind that this is going on in a very major way around the world. We do get reports from around the world, but there's no good report, or very few good reporting mechanisms from most other parts of the world. I have tried to estimate or guesstimate what I think is going on in terms of the volume of activity. And when I look at the volume of what's happening in North America, my estimate is that we're looking at many thousands of bona fide sightings in North America every year. And North America is, U.S. and Canada, I'm saying here, are essentially 5% of the world's population. There's 95% of the world's population is out there. And am I to think that all of the UAP action is happening over the U.S. and Canada? Cannot believe that for an instant. There's no reason to think that. So I think that we're looking at a very, very heavy blanketing of our globe with these beings, with these craft. Now that leads to the obvious question, is what are they doing? Why are there apparently so many of them? What's their infrastructure like? What's their action all about? They may not be seeking to put us into a cookbook. They may not be seeking to take over the world or do, instigate an open warfare. They may not be doing those things, but they are doing something that seems to be very, very important for them that, as far as I can see, takes up a significant amount of resources on their part and a significant investment of time and energy and commitment on their part and planning. All of those, I think, are undeniable. And I just don't hear anyone discussing this. This is an important operation that is happening. And I'm not satisfied with a complacent attitude about that, where people saying, well, you know, maybe they're not hostile. Okay, maybe they're not hostile, but they are everywhere. And I, for one, would like to have a clearer understanding of just what they are doing before I'm willing to say everything's fine. There's nothing to worry about. Now, look, you and I and your audience are very well aware that there are many, many cases of sightings and of contact that are not hostile. And in fact, that many people will say seem to be full of goodwill or benevolent. I'm aware of this as well, and I don't deny that. So it's not the case that we're dealing with necessarily every group out there, and I do think there's multiple groups, are intent on doing us harm. But that's not to say that there isn't something that we want to be concerned about. So I think the idea of a potential threat is a valid one. And it's disappointing for me when I hear a lot of folks say, well, that's just playing into the hands of the military. What's more important to me is what is true, rather than what are the motivations or who's it's playing into the hands of. I want to know what is true. And as far as I can see, I could never rule out that this is a genuine potential threat to our world, or at least to human society. So, human societies, we've got our problems, and we create our problems, and we create problems for this planet of ours. Let's just be real about that. And you could make the case. I'm sure aliens who've come here may be making the case that those humans are not doing a very good job at stewarding the planet. I could easily imagine that argument happening. And I could easily imagine an intelligent group saying, we've got to do something about them. They've got nukes. They've got, they're wreaking environmental destruction every which way they look. Maybe they're thinking that. I mean, a planet like Earth, you just think about how beautiful our world is. Sure, I have no doubt that there's life, lots of life out there, but is it all of the same amount of abundance? I mean, you look at our world. We are absolutely blessed to have this incredible world that is teeming with life everywhere you look, all over the land, in the air, in the oceans. We are just filled with an incredible variety of life. And I've got to think that any visiting intelligence that comes here, they may likely to be impressed by that. We've got a really good situation here, and one that might be valued by other groups that are out there. I don't think planets like Earth are a dime a dozen. I think we have a very special place. Despite the vastness of our universe, I think we have a uniquely beautiful world, quite possibly.
Yeah, I wonder if there's something that had a hand in the development of our species. If we look back on some of the older, more ancient theological stories of the gods coming down from the skies in many depictions and bringing us out of the clay of the earth, so to speak. If there is something that's had that hand in our development, then perhaps at least one element of this, and this is all just spitballing, but perhaps one element of this is the culminating of a sentient species, and that there's this kind of peripheral interaction. We don't directly interact to a point that will change their trajectory. We just kind of maybe prevent them from completely annihilating themselves in this process towards sentience. And then I think about the different disruptive, highly disruptive avenues that are opening up at the same time as the conversation about UFOs, where we're on the borderline of the quantum world with computation. We've got artificial intelligence increasing in sophistication. We've just recently had some pretty significant breakthroughs in room temperature superconductivity. So we're at this very interesting boundary line evolutionary from an evolutionary perspective of where we're going to go next. This is the moment that the sci-fi writers would call, the edge before the singularity is going to occur, that this could be the transformation of our species. And if that's true, if we're entering into some sort of next phase of our evolution, and it's this interesting bio quantum technical matrix, and also our sophisticated models in consciousness and studying the novel effects of consciousness, this is becoming more important now as well. So you've got all of these meeting factors, and UFOs, and I've said this so many times, tie into all of these things, tie into quantum computation and artificial intelligence and consciousness and the strange effects of non-locality. So it feels almost like the UFO subject and the UFO is this shining example of when all of these things meet, you can culminate a technology that can traverse the dimensions of space, time, and the mind. And are we at the edge of that type of evolution? And is that why we're having this acceleration in disclosure and perhaps even an increased amount of these phenomena occurring around the world? Well, I mean, do you think, because it does feel, at least to me and a lot of other people, that we're at the edge of a pretty fundamental transformation if we don't destroy ourselves?
You raise a lot of really very important themes in that last statement of yours. Short answer is yes. I think that's exactly what's happening. So the UFO phenomenon has hit us in a big way, really over the last century, a little bit more when I look at it. And that coincides perfectly with our exponential rise of technological capability. I don't think that's a coincidence. A lot of the earlier writers in the 40s and 50s theorized that they came here because of our possession of nuclear weapons. I think that's a part of it, but that's really not the full story. The full story is the broader technological trajectory that we've been on since we've really discovered how to exploit science
Right.
in a significant way, and that's the key. I want to go back to something you just said a little earlier, which is the ideas. Have we? I think you were hinting at this. Have we been tinkered with in our own
Yeah, has there been some
past? I've wondered.
manipulation?
I've wondered. I mean, we've probably all wondered this. I've wondered this a lot. And in fact, I did openly make that suggestion in one of my recent books, The Alien Agendas. I talked about this a bit. It's funny, the theory I put out there at that time, it was only 3 years ago. I'm not sure I would say it that way currently. But I'll just say this. A number of years ago, I became really obsessed with trying to understand the best I could the answer to that question. You know, there's a hole in our ancient history, I've always felt. And how can I better understand that? What's the relationship of these other beings to our ancient past? I mean, you got people like Graham Hancock talking about his version of that, lost civilizations. I was asking, is there a reason to think that a non-human intelligence tweaked us in one way or another? You've had folks in Zachariah Sitchin talking this way, and wasn't expecting, but I got really deep into paleoanthropology over the last 5 years, which is the basically the study of human origins on an evolutionary basis. And it turns out I have been following that field as closely and carefully as I can. It's absolutely fascinating. And in fact, that field is in its own revolution going on. They're discovering new things all the time. And so I've been asking, how can I understand what these professionals are learning in their field with any kind of ancient holes in our history? And the thing is, the more I look at what they are uncovering, it's harder for me to see just where we would have been genetically tweaked. I am not saying it is impossible. But when I look at the evolution of human consciousness, for example, it to my way of looking at it, you look at where human beings were 500,000 years ago, 400, 300,000 years ago, the development of spear technology, the development of bows and arrows, and development of rudimentary graphic symbols and this type of thing. It seems to me that it follows a path, and I'm not sure that I'm seeing aliens having tweaked us in that regard. It's possible they have. It's entirely possible that we've been observed. In fact, I think we have been observed by some group over a long period of time. Whether they've been tweaking us or not is another question. I mean, you even look 100,000 years ago, there were multiple types of human species that were living on this planet. Human beings were not the only ones. There were Neanderthals, there were Denisovans, there were the little hobbit people, I think, were still around in Indonesia. In other words, there were a variety. There was even the archaic Homo erectus that
Right.
seems to have survived until a little over 100,000 years ago. We were, in other words, living alongside these other variations of human beings. And so, could you see an alien species taking a look at that, thinking, they're all doing pretty well, but this Homo sapiens group, they've got a little bit more potential. Let's do something for them. Maybe that happened. Maybe 50 to 70,000 years ago, there was a kind of transformation of our consciousness that did seem to take place around that time. So I leave that open. I don't think it's an accident that they are here in large numbers now. As I said earlier, I think that we can just use a loose term. They've been here a long time. Yeah. When I look back over some of the earlier UFO accounts, I'm a big fan of the book Wonders in the Sky by Jacques Vallée and Chris Houellebecq. It's one of my favorite UFO books. I tend to go back to it frequently, and they just go through the long, long history of very well-attested sightings, some better than others, but they did a very nice job at collecting them. And some of those, I think I'm very persuaded, were genuine UAP UFOs. So I think we've been monitored, but I do not believe anywhere near the extent of the last century. So I think something changed. And I just speculate all the time about this, but I wonder, were there sensors in place that detected when humanity reached a certain level, sent a signal back and brought the whole gang here? Is that what happened? That's what to me seems like is entirely possible. When I try to look at the best water-based cases, it's unlike with aerial phenomena, I think really excellent USO cases start relatively late in our history. as far as, I mean, confirmable ones. I'm talking 18th century, 19th century. There may be some earlier, but they're tough to find. So I think something happened in a big way in our modern era to get someone's attention. And I think explicitly because they must know. I think that there must be a kind of universal progression of how a species that develops higher consciousness and that has the ability to have fingers with graspable hands, you know, that has the ability to manipulate its environment. That combination, you get to that, I think it's an inexorable march to unlocking the keys to the universe. We are now on the fast track to doing that. And I think they know this. And so they're here, well, maybe to monitor this, maybe to guide it, maybe to control it. If they're here to stop it, they're not doing much of a job with that. So, but I think they're here, and it's an important interest of theirs. Because yeah, perhaps what we do, we're going to be, it's not going to be long before we're going to be in their turf. And I think it's a mistake to assume that we will never, ever be comparable to their level.
Right.
I don't think of progress as just this infinite progression that goes like this. I think of it as like you jump and then you go to the next plateau and then you jump and you go to the next, maybe a incremental plateau. But I think there are qualitative changes that we've made. That's why I keep thinking we're in this fourth stage of humanity that's happening very quickly.
Yeah.
After we achieve that, who knows? I don't know how far that stage will go. I'm sure it will go much farther than it has, but will it get to a stasis at some point at which we achieve a kind of parity with some of these other extraterrestrial civilizations? I think it's entirely possible.
Yeah, and maybe one of the concerns is that as we're edging closer towards the quantum AI evolution, we're still gripping our nuclear-tipped missiles and potentially taking that with us into this new domain. It's like, are they evolved consciously, empathetically, spiritually, whatever you want to call it, enough to handle what they're about to go through? Because right now they're still poised to destroy each other with their weapons of mass destruction. So it's, you know, is this a threshold that we will inevitably cross, laying our weapons down and moving into the sunlight? Or are we just a little bit too tribalistic to deal with the shit that's coming down the road now? And this evolution into this new domain might happen with us taking a bunch of baggage with us. Perhaps that's one of the concerns here from these others, is that look, these monkeys have not learned yet, and they're getting more sophisticated. They're going to become space monkeys pretty soon, and they've got these weapons. You know, I mean, are we ready, you know?
Yeah. I wonder about this.
Are we ready?
You know, these other beings, I don't know how aggressive or not they are. Maybe their physiology makes them less aggressive than us, but that doesn't mean that their society isn't aggressive.
Right.
I think societies, I'm looking at human societies because that's all I can really know for sure. There is an imperative for those societies to have a certain level of aggression historically, because if they haven't, they get wiped out. It's that simple. I mean, you could have a peaceful society that exists for a certain period of time until you run into conquistadors. And by the way, those native people weren't particularly peaceful to begin with, but some of them were. But when you run into another society that's got the ability to coerce you because they want resources, because they need those resources for their use and so forth, they'll just find a way to do it. Aliens may not have the level of aggression that we have, but I would pretty much assume they're used to getting their own way. And I'll also assume that they probably got to where they are, at least in their past, through a lot of aggression. I have to think any advanced alien species at some point became the apex predator of their world. I have a very difficult time imagining how they would have developed advanced tech without having been able to dominate their own planet first, all the other animal and plant species and what have you. I'm sure they figured out their own way to do it. I mean, look, we don't think twice about having dogs and cats for pets. We don't think twice about having little birds in cages. We just do it. because we also are used to having our own way.
Right.
You could say that's an act of violence against other creatures or whatever. But I think I would be shocked if extraterrestrial species do not look out for their own interests. They may have learned that having nuclear weapons is a, there are better ways of ensuring compliance. I mean, for them, they clearly have an outstanding ability at mental manipulation, cognitive manipulation of human beings. So maybe that's a better weapon. Maybe they don't need nukes for that purpose, but I think they're used to getting their own way. So now perhaps we can say they've learned to be cooperative, but of course we've learned to be cooperative. We just include a lot of aggression and violence in our cooperation. You know, we're cooperative creatures. We're very cooperative creatures, in fact. But we've got a definite edge to us, which has been our driving engine. Mm. It's been the driving force in our success as a species. And so for human beings to lose that, if that's happened, I think that'll happen individually to many of us, but I don't think that's going to happen societally. I think that whatever directing intelligence continues to run human society in the future is going to have a lot of coercion, whether it's openly aggressive or not, maybe not, maybe yes, maybe no, but I think it will have a coercive element to it that'll be overwhelming. And it will, unless the Galactic Federation of Light can come and explain to all human beings all of the advantages of giving up our weapons and just joining the collective, maybe they'll do that. Unless that happens, I have a very difficult time seeing the governing classes of human society just saying, oh, yeah, we're going to get rid of our new AI weaponry that we use to defend. I just don't see that happening.
No. It hasn't happened through the entirety of our history of having a power dynamic in play, a civilization in play. So why would we change that behavior now? Certainly no evidence of that behavior changing. Before we wrap up, I'd love to get your thoughts.
God, this was fast.
Oh man, well, I mean, we've done an hour and a half. I'm happy to keep going,
what?
Brother.
Come on.
Like we can keep pushing. I wanted to steer slightly back into the UFO territory and ask you what you think about the DOE, the Department of Energy, and whether or not they'll be implicated in future hearings. And how important is the DOE, Richard?
I feel bad that I strayed so far from you.
Don't feel bad. We stray everywhere. We're both walking through the moonlight together.
We're roaming like wild horses.
That's it.